And we will continue through our agenda. We'll pick it back up on item number 12, November Camping Unit and Revenue Reports with Director Jeff Van Meteren.
Good afternoon again, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Parks and Recreation Director Jeff Van Meteren. Item number 12, if you turn to that, we're going to roll through this pretty quick. November's kind of a low impact month for us, but the good news is we had a great November. Again, our camping units as a whole for the month of November were up 25%, much like last month where we were up 24%. Great weather. I think a lot of this goes back to our marketing efforts of cross-selling hunting and fishing, both hunting and fishing. So getting our users, you can see if you go through the numbers where we have lodging, we hosted fishermen like on the Missouri River or hunters like up at Shade Hill. I do want to make special note of that. Shade Hill was the park that held the most camping units for this month. I know our park manager up there would very much appreciate hearing that on the record. So turn to the next page, the year-to-date numbers for camping. You saw this last month, just really solid numbers. There's a story behind each one. A lot of lodging improvements, with the push of our marketing. Some of the down areas were really due to the flooding events we had in July and that kind of stuff. We think there's some room to grow back those numbers. A couple of cool numbers I want to point out. Last year we had a down year at Lewis and Clark, Chief White Crane Pearson Ranch, and Angostura, and those areas are all up this year. So really happy to see those turns. Those are some of our big parks with big numbers, and it's good to see that number turn back around. Custer State Park had a great season again, too, at 2%. So with that, any questions on any of the camping numbers?
Very good. Any questions for Director Van Meteren? Seeing none, we appreciate the update and thank you.
I'll roll right into the revenue report then. Revenue for November, pretty much on par with last year. We've got a little lag time with our motor coach permits and our Custer State Park's 7-day passes. That's why those numbers are down. We had a staff illness out there at the same time the reports were coming in. We'll get that corrected next month. Again, good news is we're up 2% in lodging, which matches our 2% up in our camping unit report. So we're really pleased with that. Gaining over 6,000 units from last year, it's a big number. Looking at the year to date, a couple things I would point out there. The big decrease there, the second annuals, as you remember, we discontinued selling those in July. So that's no surprise there. That line won't even be on future reports. We no longer offer that option anymore. Great annual license sales, great double license sales. A lot of those second annual sales shifted to the double sales. George Mickelson Trail, super great year this year on that trail out there. But when we see a 5% increase, like I said last month, in our annual license sales, that is growth in our user base. So that's really good stuff for us to experience. 2% increase in our camping services, like I said just a little bit ago. Overall up 5%. We're really feeling good about our numbers. So had a great season. Looking forward to next year. Stand by for any questions.
Questions from the commission? Seeing none, we appreciate the report. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.